seated breath meditation. On a chair or a cushion or the floor, finding a seated posture that inspires a sense of alertness, but also relaxation. Depending on what's most comfortable for you, either closing the eyes or gazing softly at a fixed spot on the floor a few feet in front of you. It's useful to straighten the back, as this tends to support the state of being alert and facilitates the process of easy breathing. Taking a moment to scan the face and the body for areas where tension is being held. Perhaps the brow is furrowed, the jaw clenched, the shoulders raised. And experimenting with softening, if only slightly, any areas where tension or tightness is noticed in the face or the body. And as you find a sense of stillness, taking a couple of fairly deep breaths, noticing as you do this where it is in the body that the experience of breathing is most apparent to you, where it is that the felt sense of breath is most vivid. For some, this is the feeling of air on the back of the throat. For others, it's the rising and falling of the chest and abdomen with each in and out breath. For still others, noticing the feeling of cool air in the nostrils with each inhalation and the relatively warmer air of exhalation. Once you've noticed where the experience of breathing is most apparent to you, seeing if you can sort of rest your awareness on that place. Attending to the felt experience of breathing, not thinking about breathing. Cultivating a sense of curiosity about the breath, noticing if perhaps the breath has a particular texture or rhythm. Simply attending to the felt experience of breath and allowing this sensation to be the object of our meditation. We're not seeking to control the breath. We're not trying to make it more deep or more shallow. We're not trying to change the way that we feel. Not trying to suppress or control the goings-on of the mind. For that matter, we're not trying to change anything at all that's happening here in this moment. Simply cultivating a sense of curiosity and attending to the felt sensations of breath in the body. Now and then, you'll probably notice that your mind has wandered away into thought, into judgment of self, judgment of the practice, worries of the future, regrets of the past. You might notice ambient noises inside and outside the room. You may also notice familiar or unanticipated emotions showing up during your practice. You might find yourself striving to cultivate feelings of bliss and peace, or to push away feelings of anxiety or sadness. All of these things are perfectly normal. The habits of the mind and the body, rather than signals that something's wrong and needs to be dealt with. Each time you notice that your awareness has drifted away from the breath, then you've become involved with the thought, a feeling or a sensation, that is a moment of mindful awareness. Noticing that you've become involved with a thought, an emotion, a sensation in the body. And so notice this. Take a moment to hold an awareness, the thought that's called the attention away, the emotion, the sensation in the body. And patiently, gently, direct awareness back to the sensations of breathing. Rather than simply falling into the habit of becoming discouraged or frustrated, each time awareness is called away by thoughts, feeling, or sensation, simply recognize this is normal, the goings on of the mind and the body. Allow it to be. These things have been established and reinforced over the course of our lives, and so we shouldn't expect them to stop altogether simply because we've decided to pursue meditation practice. Remembering that each time you find that the mind has wandered away from breath, to simply become aware of it as soon as you can. And again, gently and patiently, directing awareness back to the sensations of breathing, to the rising and falling of your chest and abdomen, to the feeling of air on the back of the throat, to the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out, back to the present, back to the moment-to-moment observing of the flow of breath. Each time you notice that attention has wandered away and is no longer resting on breath, without judging yourself or your practice harshly, simply but intentionally redirect your focus, your attention, back to the felt sense of breathing. Keeping the attention here on the breath as if you were riding the waves of your breathing. Always aware of the breath. Always aware of the in and the out breath from moment to moment. As is true with all meditators, you may notice sensations in one part of your body becoming overwhelming during your practice, consuming the field of your awareness. Aches, pains, discomfort, to the point where it becomes quite difficult to stay focused and concentrated. If this happens, you can either mindfully shift to a more comfortable position to relieve some of this intensity, or you might try becoming aware of the intention to move, but simply remain present with the discomfort without moving. Focusing awareness right in on that region of the body that's experiencing the discomfort. Being aware of the sensation in each moment. Breathing into it and breathing out with it. Simply experiencing what it is that your body is saying to you right now, right here, and responding to it by opening and softening, rather than tensing, bracing, or otherwise resisting. Even with this, within the intensity, you might find stillness and acceptance. Relaxing into discomfort often releases discomfort. And even if this seems challenging, simply be aware of your reactions. And for the final few moments of this meditation, simply experiencing awareness, this thing from which all perceptions arise, being right here with it, complete as you are, human and whole. Recognizing that you've spent this time intentionally nourishing yourself in this state of non-doing, in this state of being. Intentionally making time for yourself to be who you are. You might even congratulate yourself for having taken the time and energy required to do this, and to gift yourself with this practice regularly, to nourish yourself in a deep way, allowing the benefits of this practice to be expressed actively in every domain of your life as it continues to unfold. Thank you.